from this text found in Matthew, the 15th chapter. I want to elevate two quick verses for you today as our key verses. Walk back with me to that verse 22. Let's read a couple of verses. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon possessed. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, send her away, for she cries out after us. But he answered her not a word. But he answered her not a word. And the disciples came and urged him, saying, send her away, for she cries out after us. Walk with me today from this topic, delayed but not denied.
Amen.
Delayed but not denied. I got it right there. I don't know about you, but you wait for something today and it hadn't came yet. You just have to believe that your blessing might be delayed. But God's going to remind you today that it's not denied. Delayed, but not denied. How many of y'all really know God may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time? Many folk have what I'll call an average relationship with God. You know, they praise when they want to praise, or they may pray when they want to pray, show up to church when they want to show up. They have what I call an average relationship with God. Too many have this nonchalant attitude, Deacon Moore, when they ask God for something. And without realizing it, we casually tell God that we love him. We call ourselves talking to the Father. We call ourselves talking to the Creator. We call ourselves talking to an awesome God. But yet, we end up expressing token gratitude at best. Token gratitude for the food. Y'all done heard people say some grace, right? It got so routine sometimes they skip words. Token gratitude for shelter. And token gratitude for all blessings that we sometimes take for granted. Amen? Then you know, folk have the audacity to ask the prize when their blessings are delayed. But even with all of our token approach to God, when trouble shows up and we plead with God to help us, he always comes through. Am I right?
Always.
He might delay, but he does not deny. Somebody goes, shout out to God. Thank you, Lord. Our blessings might be delayed, but they're not denied. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Too many folk are just downright mediocre when it comes to their relationship with God.
Yes, they are.
They only want to obey parts of God's will.
Well,
they only want to obey the parts of his word that is convenient.
Amen.
But yet expect full blessings right away. Some folk pray to God, but if something doesn't happen, they never pray again.
Wow.
But I thank God that there are still some battle-tested Christians out there. Do I have any battle-tested Christians out there? Any battle-tested Christians? Oh, battle-tested Christians pray even when it looks like nothing is happening. Battle-tested Christians, am I talking to the right crowd? Battle-tested Christians pray even when it seems like God is silent.
Yes, Lord.
A battle-tested Christian refuse to take no for an answer. Am I talking to the right crowd? Battle-tested Christians know that if you keep serving the Lord will pay off.
Amen.
After a while. Delayed. But not denied. Yeah, battle-tested Christians know that when your praise go up, what comes down? Yeah. Our blessings might be delayed, but they are not denied. Listen, what I found out about true saints of God is that they are ordinary people who just develop an extraordinary ability to pray. Is that all right?
That's all right.
True saints know that if he did it for someone else, he'll do it for me. True saints of God know that if he did it before, yeah, he will. He'll do it again. Don't fret because it looks like your blessing ain't showed up yet. It might be delayed, but what?
Not denied.
Not denied. True saints know. Well, if I don't hear from him, he must be just working it out. I'll say it again. True saints know. Well, if I don't hear from him,
yes, Lord,
he must be working it out yet. True saints know what I'm going through is not to destroy my faith, but to grow my faith. True saints know that sometimes the blessing is found with the answer no. I know we don't like to hear God say no, but sometimes the blessing is found. Yeah, in the answer no. True saints are like Jacob. Jacob said, Lord, I'm going to wrestle with you until you bless me. Any true saints of God? Thank you, Lord. Yeah. He may not bless you right away, but his delay is not his denial. Thank you, Lord, for your word today. Let's look at a few things from this 15th chapter of Matthew. Let's look at this word today. Delay, but not denied. The first thing is this. Keep asking him for his mercy. Keep asking him for his mercy.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
Come on, let's go to the word. Keep asking him for his mercy.
Amen.
Look at verse 22 again. Let's read those verses again. Verse 22 says, and behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon possessed. But he answered her not a word. And the disciples came and urged him, saying, send her away, for she cries out after us. The woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord. Keep asking him for his mercy. The deeper our confession, the deeper our faith becomes.
Amen.
Amen? If we want our faith to pay off, the first thing we should do is ask God for some mercy. Y'all walking with me? We must acknowledge that we need God. We must acknowledge that we need God's mercy. Need God what?
Mercy.
A whole lot of Christian folk are what you call self-sufficient. When we become too self-sufficient, we start to deny our daily need for God. We get full of ourselves. Some even think they don't need God. When pride starts to set in, when arrogance starts to set in, we must humble ourselves before Him and recognize our need for Him and recognize our need for His mercy. How many of y'all believe you need the mighty hand of God today?
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We need your mercy. If you want your faith to pay off, how many of y'all want your faith to pay off? If you really want your faith to pay off, go to Him, letting Him know that you need Him. Here we find a Gentile woman coming to Jesus saying, Lord, have mercy. A Gentile woman coming to Him saying, Lord, have mercy. Not a Jewish woman, but a Gentile woman coming to Him saying, Lord, have mercy.
Please, Lord.
Calling Him Son of David. Having faith in Him as the Messiah. A Gentile woman coming to Jesus using Jewish terms. Amen? Yeah. And even though Jesus didn't say a word, even though Jesus was silent, He knew her heart. It got good. In verse 23, but He answered her not a word. And His disciples came and urged Him, saying, send her away, for she cries out after us. I guess the disciple thought she was talking too much. Yeah. How many of y'all know when y'all talking to Jesus, ain't no such thing as talking too much?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Listen up, disciples, you're getting ready to learn something from a Gentile woman. God Almighty. And we need to remember, during silent times in our life, when we don't hear from God, His delay is not His denial. Here, she poured her heart out, said, Lord, have mercy, but He answered her not a word. Good God. Before we ask God for anything, we must humble ourselves and ask for mercy. Ask for what?
Mercy.
Don't get full of ourselves. We must humble ourselves and ask God for mercy. Ask God for what?
Mercy.
The thing I like about this woman was that Jesus being silent just encouraged her to keep on asking. How many of y'all, when y'all gonna hear from God, y'all gonna keep, Lord? You know, He said this prayer, I'm gonna say the same prayer today, and I'm gonna say the same prayer tomorrow, and a week past, I'm gonna say the same prayer again.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord. And even with the disciples screaming to Jesus to send her away, get rid of her, she just kept asking.
God.
He was already believing that His silence, His delay was not His denial. Somebody say delayed. But not denied.
But not denied.
Thank you, Lord. First of all, keep asking Him for His mercy. The second thing is, we talk about delay but not deny. Not only keep asking Him for His mercy, but the second thing is keep believing that He'll help you.
Amen.
Keep believing.
Keep believing.
That He'll help you.
Amen.
Let's go to verse 25. Watch this. Then she came and worshiped him. She came and did what?
Worshiped him.
It looked like she got this thing hooked up on she. Right. She knew exactly what she ought to be doing. Right. You know, folk trying to send her away, and she ain't even, you know. Then she came and worshiped him, saying, "Lord, help me." One of my favorite songs is, "Lord, help me to hold out until my change has come." That's a testament that our blessing might be delayed, but it's not denied. We've got to believe not what he can do, but what he will do. Thank you, Lord. Keep believing that he'll help you today. Keep believing that he'll help you. You've got to admire the persistence of this Gentile woman. She came back and worshiped him. She came back and did what?
Worshiped him.
Now don't forget that most important step. Before she cried out, "Lord, help me," she did what? Worshiped him. A lot of folk don't want to pray. They don't want to come to church. They don't want to sing any gospel songs. They don't want to, they just want to say, "Lord, help me." Here we got a Gentile woman. Had enough wits to understand. "I'm going to worship you. Now, Lord, help me." How many of y'all know he's worthy to be praised today? I know you're waiting for something. I know you asked God to do something. But what I want to know is, did you praise him this morning? Are you praising him even right now?
Thank you, Lord.
She came back and worshiped him. And then, "Lord, help me," was her next plea. How many believe today that he'll help you?
Always.
Thank you, Lord. In spite of all the naysayers, in spite of the disciples trying to shun her, she stayed with it, didn't she? "Lord, help me." I hear these jokers over here that hang with you and talk about sending me away, but "Lord, help me." Thank you, Lord. She kept believing in what he will do.
Yes.
What we must realize is that the lack of faith undermines the ability of God.
Well,
let me say it again. We've got to realize that the lack of faith undermines the ability of God. He deals with us through faith. The word says without faith it's impossible to please him. We've got to have faith no matter how bleak things look. If we don't believe that God is able to help us, most likely we are not going to be helped. Y'all still praying with me?
Always.
The thing I like is that this woman kept coming back. She's persistent, isn't she?
Gotta be.
If she couldn't come as a Gentile, she came as a creature to the Creator. God, thank you, Lord. She had confidence that God would help her. When we get consumed with God's sufficiency, it really doesn't matter what obstacles we're faced with. If we get consumed with God's sufficiency, doesn't matter what obstacles come our way. Like the old time saints in the Bible, we need to have some confidence that God will do it. Somebody say, "Won't he do it?"
Won't he do it?
The old time saints had confidence that he will do it. Moses prayed and the waters parted. Elijah prayed and the fire fell. Daniel prayed and the lions slept. Nehemiah prayed and the walls stood up. On Pentecost, they prayed and the gospel spread like wildfire. Good God Almighty. When this woman asked Jesus to help her, Jesus tested her faith. Look at verse 26. He said, but he answered and said, it's not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. Now, many of long-time Christians would have got up and walked away when they heard that. Jesus was testing. I mean, people like to talk the talk, but they don't really sometimes walk the walk. Amen? Watch how this Gentile woman walked the walk. Jesus tested her faith. Jesus tested her resolve. And what Jesus found out, that she was not backing down. This woman believed that the all-sufficient God would help her. When we got to believe, not in what God might do, but what God will do.
Thank you, Lord.
Let me say it again. We've got to believe in not in what God might do, but what God will do. Delayed,
but not denied.
But not denied. Y'all say that with me. Delayed,
but not denied.
First of all, keep asking him for his mercy. And the second thing is keep believing that he'll help you. The last thing is this, keep talking until your blessing comes.
Well, amen.
Keep talking.
Keep talking.
Until your blessing comes. Let's take this on home. Put it in verse 27 with me. Watch this. She didn't back down. She done heard something about a dog now. And she's still not backing down. Well, see, the Spirit gave her wisdom to understand what Jesus was saying to her. Watch this. And she said, yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. And then Jesus answered and said to her, oh, woman,
great
is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. Delayed, but not denied. Her blessing was delayed, but not. Jesus not talking to her, but her blessing was not denied.
Thank you, Lord.
And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Ain't God good?
Always.
Keep talking until your blessing comes. As y'all see, this woman kept talking to Jesus. Am I right? Church, when you keep talking to God, you're getting closer to him. Do I have a witness?
Thank you, Lord.
When you keep going into the secret closet with the Lord, you develop a spiritual intimacy with him. Do I have a witness?
Yes, Lord.
How many of y'all got a secret closet?
How
many of y'all got a place that you just love to go pray? If you feel a bond with Jesus, you feel that you can ask him for anything. Do I have a witness?
Anything.
Keep on talking. By now, with this woman, her persistency was beginning to pay off. She was feeling closer and closer to the Lord. By now, she felt she could tell him anything. And she kept on talking. And even though she was a Gentile woman, Jesus was now feeling a little closer to her. And she kept on talking. Jesus called her a little dog. But Jesus used a word that meant a little pet dog that you would love and show affection for. Dog or not, she kept on talking. What Jesus was doing was growing her faith and growing her love. How about you today? Do you have faith in Jesus?
Amen.
Do you have love for Jesus? The woman was feeling a little closer now. So she kept on doing what?
Talking.
She responded to what Jesus had said. And she said exactly what Jesus wanted her to say. She said, Lord, even a little pet dog under the table needs some crumbs. And Lord, I need a blessing. God Almighty.
Thank you, Lord.
That's important for somebody. And she kept on doing what?
Talking.
But now she was showing some great faith. Some what kind of faith?
Great faith.
She was showing some great faith. How do we know it's great faith? Because what? Jesus told her.
Yeah.
Yeah, great faith. She was showing great faith for the Master. And it was that great faith that healed her daughter. And as I get ready to close our church, as I take this on home, this woman kept asking. She kept believing. She kept talking when everything seemed against her. Because she was a Gentile, her race was against her. Because the Jewish rabbis paid little attention to women, her sex was against her. Even the Lord's disciples were against her. But the more obstacles she faced, the more faith she had, the more doubters showed up, the more she kept on doing what?
Talking.
Talking. And she found out that his delays, thank you, Lord. She found out that his delays, even when Jesus ain't saying anything, even when he's silent and won't talk back to you, she found out that his delays are not his denials. And her daughter was healed. And God good.
Amen.
And now and then, we have to stand up on our faith. But not just have faith, we got to have great faith. We can't back down. We got to keep talking to Jesus. We can't take no for an answer. We've got to keep talking to Jesus. We can't give up. We got to keep talking to Jesus. We got to believe that even when it's silent, even when the Lord is silent, that he's still working it out. Do you have a witness out there? We've got to believe that we're delayed, but not denied. Keep talking today. How many of y'all want to talk to Jesus? Keep talking. Now. Tell God, I'm not going to pray unless you answer. I'm not going anywhere until I hear from you. Tell God, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. Tell God, I'm not leaving my secret closet until you answer my prayer. Tell God, I'm trusting you. Y'all talking? Tell God, my blessing may be delayed. My healing may be delayed. But I know it's going to come. Go give God some praise today.
Thank you, Lord.
Delayed. Your blessing might be delayed. But it's not denied. Oh, thank you, Lord. Let me leave you with this. That you're scared to bless somebody. There's a story of a man who was shipwrecked on an uninhabited island. He struggled to build a little hut for protection and a place to keep a few things he had salvaged from the wreck. Every day, he talked to God and prayed fervently for his rescue. Looking all around for a ship, but every day, there was nothing.
Amen.
Few weeks had passed, and for weeks he lived under the hot sun and the cold nights. Then one day, there was a lightning storm. And when he returned from a search for food, he was terrified to find that his little hut was in flames. He was crushed by the disaster. The few possessions he had were now all gone up in smoke. That night, he slept in the open, cold, with no protection, right beside the ashes. Early the next morning, he woke and found a big ship anchored right off the island. The captain of the ship who came to rescue him said, "We saw your smoke signal. Look at God. We saw your smoke signal and we came." Ain't God good? What we lose oftentimes becomes an instrument to our blessing. This shipwrecked man's blessing might have been delayed, but it was never denied. Ain't God good? Sometimes God has to reduce us to nothing in order to bring us to our knees. Keep talking to God today. Keep talking to God today. Just when we think all is lost and destroyed, we discover that our blessing might have been delayed. Our blessing might have been delayed, but it was never denied. Y'all going to give God some more praise in this place. Thank you, Lord. Delayed, but not denied.